So let's talk a little bit about second-line therapy. Can you review what some of the options are that you consider? Obviously, you have regorafenib now that's a consideration. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the data we have there, as well as checkpoint inhibitors.
So the second line space is becoming crowded. And again, we have regorafenib, which was tested against a placebo in patients who failed the sorafenib. And there was a benefit in terms of the progression-free survival and also overall survival. So that became sort of a standard treatment. But at the same time, we have the checkpoint inhibitors, as you mentioned. So these will be other options that we have that we can use in the second line setting. The third option would be cabozantinib, which you know was also positive in a phase three trial. So that would be also an availability, but it's not approved by FDA yet. The fourth one would be ramucirumab, which is the drug we use in colorectal cancer and also in patients with advanced gastric cancer. And that drug is a VEGFR2 monoclonal antibody given every 2 weeks, so it has some sort of convenience. And that drug also has been shown in the recent presentation in ASCO that in patients who have HCC and an AFP level of over 400, those patients benefited from ramucirumab and is relatively well tolerated. So in a short period of time, we will have probably four options in the second line therapy: regorafenib, immune checkpoint inhibitor. We will have also the cabozantinib, possibly, and also ramucirumab. Certainly, the ramucirumab and the cabozantinib are not FDA approved at this point in time, but they may be. So it will be an interesting way of trying to choose which one to use in different patients.
Can you talk a little bit about dosing if you are going to use regorafenib? Obviously, there's been a lot of development in that area when it's been used in the colorectal cancer setting. They use full dose, but these were people who are coming off sorafenib and presumably tolerating it well. If you have a patient who's coming off sorafenib and they were able to tolerate it, what kind of dose do you use for regorafenib?
In my practice, with the type of patients I treat, I do not exceed 120 milligram as a starting dose. And I'm aware of the data Dr. Saab presented, starting with the lower dose in patients with colorectal cancer and building up the dose. I do 120 milligram, but there will be patients who I will do 80 in HCC because of, again, their overall health condition and built up the dose. I personally still struggle with the full dose of the regorafenib, whether it's in colorectal cancer or in HCC.
You mentioned cabozantinib. Can you talk a little bit about I don't know if you have any experience with the drug and how it's tolerated?
I haven't used it, but based on the data presented by Dr. Abu Alfa, it appears to be relatively well tolerated, but I haven't used it myself.